right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I believe the hearing is today for Lori Loughlin, Candace Cameron Bure, Jody Sweetin. They say Lori Loughlin is family, and they are definitely standing by her. Mario Lopez is also a friend, and he's supporting her. He says sometimes nice people make mistakes, and that is very true. You know, are they horrible, awful people? I don't know. They certainly made a mistake, but their friends are, you know, at least supporting them. Okay. How about that?
Not gonna
saying
be in court today. Huh?
Yes, yes. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Listen, if it weren't for, you know, see something, say something. That's what they say. And Deborah Norville says, I'm really glad that that's the world we live in. Because if it weren't for basically a viewer of Inside Edition, her thyroid cancer might have gone unchecked.
What?
Yeah. Somebody was watching her and they wrote in and said, listen, it looks like you got something on your neck. You might want to get that checked, is exactly what they said.
That has to be like the best HD TV ever.
Yes, and that's why you notice these things now.
Wow.
Because of HD, things are much clearer.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's going to have surgery to remove a cancerous thyroid nodule that was pointed out by this viewer. So she's very grateful.
That's amazing.
She's probably going to be fine, but because they caught it early. Yeah. Listen, if you guys hear something, you know, with us or see something in a picture, by all means.
Say something.
Yes, don't just make fun of us. If you think it's serious, we got enough of that. Michelle Obama's memoir has now sold over 10 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge. I read it. It's good, really good. But you know what that means now, right? That means a movie adaptation starring Meryl Streep.
Oh,
so that'll be up soon enough.
Michelle Obama.
Yes, exactly. As it should be.
Yeah.
And Emilia Clarke, of course, who plays Khaleesi on Game of Thrones. She was on Stephen Colbert. She actually told her mom how Game of Thrones ends, but I don't know if it really matters.
I told my mum, but the good thing about telling my mum these things is that she's a vault, because she's just done forgotten it. I told her. And we were talking about it the other day, and I was like, well, because you know, and she was like, do I? And I was like, yeah, because I told you. You kind of read one of the scenes. And she was like, I can't remember. What happens? And I was like, well, I'm not going to tell you twice. Like, you missed your chance.
That's funny.
So it's out there.
I thought the April Fool's joke on Fallon.
Yeah, the
Maisie.
Little one did. Yeah. Who does she play? I can never remember who she plays.
She plays Arya.
Yes, Arya Stark.
It was
good.
When I saw it, I even got sucked in.
Yeah, I know. She's a good actress, by God.
She is an Academy Award-winning actress.
Good. Everybody having fun with whatever the ending may be to Game of Thrones. For now, that is my painfully deep take.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.